Tonight, though, a little lady that I've loved for a lot of years here, lots of years. She'd been in my life, and then she disappeared for a while and came back in. And I've loved her for an awful lot of years, really. And if you go to E.T. Aiken's, you might have a chance to see her. Ever go to E.T. Aiken's, anybody? Yeah, Mom, yes. And there is this Charlene, this little lady running around here, sharing her time with us, waiting on those tables like gangbusters. Sweet and just wonderful to everybody, pleasant, wonderful to everybody. And now she's going to share some of her thoughts with us. And that's our Charlene Pennington.
Okay, so I'm really, really totally unprepared. Totally unprepared because my life has just been really hectic in the last few weeks. And like these amazing leaps and bounds in consciousness have been happening. So please forgive me. I'll apologize in advance for my ignorance and my lack of preparation. But I'd like to thank my God, who I call Krishna, and my Gurudev for this moment and for all the beautiful friendships and love that I have with each and every one of you. You make my heart sing. And I want to actually quote somebody. And I thought of all of you when I read this a few weeks back, and I especially thought of Reverend Millie. This one quote just struck me right in the heart and right in the soul. And it was a quote by Heather O'Hara, and she said, "Speak to all people as though they are the wisest, gentlest, most beautiful beings on earth, for what they believe they become." And it struck me, and I didn't really know at the time why it struck me so hard, but shortly thereafter, some events unfolded. And one of the events, I won't go into great detail, but somebody had insulted my daughter. And naturally, as her mom, the wildcat in me came out. And I was really upset. And it was somebody who was supposed to be on a spiritual platform. So I was talking to another one of my friends. It happened at the temple. And I was talking to another devotee at the temple about this situation. And I was so upset. And I went home, and I started to ask myself, well, why are you so upset at this? So then I started to step back from the situation, and then I started to ask myself, okay, so when Charlene, were you unloving towards somebody? When were you, Charlene, judgmental towards somebody? And what kind of space is it that you want to create within your own heart when it comes in to relationship with other people, strangers that you meet, even people who come into this church? What kind of space is it that you want to create, and where are your judgments, and how does it affect people energetically, whether they are aware of your judgments or not? So I had to go through like this whole process with myself to get to the point of letting go of the anger that I had towards this person, and also the anger that I had towards myself for making the same sinful acts or mistakes. So there's a great guru, his name is Ram Dass, and I don't know, a lot of people are familiar with Ram Dass and some people aren't, but he's this amazing person, and he once gave a lecture. He's older now, and he had a stroke, so he doesn't talk too well anymore, but he had once given this lecture on everything that we feel inside is what we project outwards. So any judgments we have about any person is because it's what's reflected within our own hearts. So I had to, and I remembered Ram Dass, the speech that he gave, and then I thought about this girl who committed this offense, she committed this perceived offense against me and insulting my daughter. And so I started to explore that a little bit more. Okay, so what part of her lies in my own heart? And what Ram Dass said is he gave an example of how his spiritual master, his name is Neem Karoli Baba, told him, okay, they're in India, and Ram Dass is actually a Jewish man from the U.S., and he went to India, and he met his guru in India. So his guru told him, okay, you're going to go back to the U.S., and you're going to spread Eastern philosophy in the U.S. So Ram Dass immediately thought to himself, well, that's impossible because I'm such a low life, you know, and I have no good qualities, and I'm just the worst of the worst, and I don't know how my guru can see anything good in me. There's nothing good about me. So then he went and he told this to his guru, well, I can't do this. I can't do this because I'm just the worst of the worst, and you're talking about the wrong person. So he said that Neem Karoli Baba didn't say a word, but walked over to him and looked him up and down. This went on for like hours. His guru was looking him up and down, looking in his ears, looking behind his ears, looking in his hair, looking in every inch of his body. And then finally, after a few hours, his guru just looked at him and said, I don't see anything imperfect. I only see pure perfection. And he said at that moment he realized that the reason his guru saw perfection in him was because his guru saw the perfection within his own heart. So he was reflecting that outwards. And then there's another story also that my Guru Dave shared a few days ago that really, as I'm sitting there listening to my Guru Dave talk, I was thinking of Reverend Millie. You know, when I first, I'm sure that everybody has the same story about Reverend Millie, that she only sees the good in each and every one of us. She doesn't see our faults, and that's because she sees her own perfection within her own heart. Therefore, it's manifested in the way that she sees each and every one of us. Because I have a lot of faults. You know, I have so many faults. I'm such a fallen soul. And Reverend Millie only saw her own perfection in me. So that created the space for me to grow into how she saw me. And there's a story about this eagle that lays an egg. And the eagle flies off. And this chicken comes upon this egg. So this chicken decides to sit on this egg. So the chicken is sitting and sitting on this gigantic egg. And one day, the egg cracks and out comes the baby eagle. So the chicken takes care of this baby eagle just like it's her own baby. And you know, she does everything, treats it like a chicken. She teaches it how to be a chicken. And for her, that eagle is a chicken. And then one day, the chicken, the baby chicken, looks up and in the sky sees an eagle flying overhead and is like mesmerized at this eagle flying overhead. And the mother chicken said, don't pay any attention to that bird. That's an eagle. You're a chicken. And you behave like a chicken, and don't pay attention to that eagle soaring overhead. So the baby chicken just held his head down and did chicken things. And then the eagle spots this baby eagle and said, oh my gosh, that eagle's with chickens. I cannot believe that that eagle is with chickens, and I don't understand why this eagle doesn't want to fly and soar like me. So the eagle went down and snatched up the baby eagle and took him to soar high over the canyons and over the mountains. And the mother said, you come back down here. You're a chicken. You're supposed to live like a chicken. You need to be like a chicken. You cannot be like that eagle. And the baby eagle just said, because this eagle sees that I'm an eagle, I am an eagle, and I'm going to soar. And that's what Reverend Millie is for each of one of us, is our eagle. She's the eagle who taught us not to behave like chickens because she saw the eagle in each one of us.
I mean, the eagle is with you. That's
no such thing.
An angel on earth.
And, you know, I think I had another. Oh, well, I'm just going to leave it at that. I'm just really going to leave it at that. There's nothing else that I can tag on to. Oh, there's one quote also that really made me think of Reverend Millie and how she treats us, and it was by the great Saint Sri Ananda Mahima. And she said, "You are a pure child of God, beautiful in your innocence, and this is the truth no matter what you have done." And that just is a perfect example and a perfect quote of who Reverend Millie is, and I just am so grateful, and who all of you are to me, you know, and who each and every one of you are to me. You are all my eagles, and constantly picking me up from the chickens and pulling me out of the chickens, you know. And I'm just so grateful. I'm just so blessed. And I just, you know, I'm so honored to be in your space in this lifetime. And I'll leave you with that in Hare Krishna. And thank you so much. Thanks.